Next patient. Is Mrs. Garza, Josefina, Josefina Garza. Date of birth is /3/1928. Today's date, which is the 17th. This is a 97-year-old woman who resides with her family. Patient was married 70 years before her husband passed away in 2018. She has 6 children. She has been a teacher most of her life, as I mentioned. She's from Matamoros, M-A-T-A-M-O-R-E-S, Mexico, originally, period. Patient has a history of coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Patient has a history of unstable angina. She was recently seen by a cardiologist who told her that she has kidney disease and they wanted to do further evaluation because she has chest pain and shortness of breath at rest and with activity. She stated that she no longer wants to be tested, no longer wants to have any cardiac evaluation, and wants to be kept comfortable for the rest of her life, period. Ms. Garza is very awake, very alert, is able to give me great history, period. Her surgeries include hysterectomy, appendectomy, gallbladder surgery, allergy, penicillin. Patient knows that she has a stage 3 kidney failure and does not want any kind of hemodialysis or any kind of workup regarding her kidney disease or her heart disease, period. The cardiologist had suggested doing a cardiac CT to better evaluate her condition, but she refused as well, along with the cardiac catheterization, as well as chemical stress test, period. Current medications include first, before we do that, put down she was hospitalized last week, Monday through Thursday, with unstable angina, and she was seen by a cardiologist as well as a nephrologist, and that's when she refused any kind of workup. She's still able to ambulate, but she has severe chest pain and shortness of breath with ambulation, period. She takes nitroglycerin and other medication to help with her symptoms, period. Her daughter is very helpful in providing information regarding her health. Her medications include hydrocodone 5/3/25, cefnidine, C-E-F-D-I-N-E, 300 milligram twice a day. Then Coric 25 milligram BID, amlodipine 10 milligram a day. Family history: mom had history of diabetes, died of complications of diabetes. Father had heart failure. Did I say her surgeries include hysterectomy, appendectomy, and gallbladder surgery? Okay. On the exam, we have a 97-year-old frail lady, appears to be in no distress while sitting there. Her O2 sat's 95%, heart rate 68, blood pressure 96 over 77, repeat 139 over. That's 60. Patricide 95%. Heart positive, phone positive is 2. 2 over 6 systolic ejection murmur reported or noted. Lungs, few bronchi, otherwise clear. Abdomen soft, lower extremities shows trace edema, neurological and non-focal. Assessment, 97-year-old woman with unstable angina, atherosclerotic heart disease associated with angina, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. The patient has refused any type of workup. She wants to be kept comfortable. She no longer wants to go back and forth to the hospital. She says she's seen enough doctors for the rest of her life, in quotation. And it's also taxing for her to leave her house because the fact that she becomes very short of breath very quickly. She needs help with her ADL because of her shortness of breath, including toilet training or toileting, period. She was hospitalized recently with unstable angina, refused any workup. She also saw a nephrologist and a urologist, was told that she had hydronephrosis, most likely causing her renal failure, but she refused any workup or further or treatment of her hydronephrosis, period. I have requested records as far as the level, at which level of renal failure she has. Nevertheless, wants to be kept comfortable at this time until she passes on. Overall prognosis is quite poor for this 97-year-old woman. Findings discussed with daughter Maida, M-A-D-A, at the time of visit. Thank you.